Hey, Chevra, I want to speak about today. Try to be not too loud because I want to talk about a very sensitive topic. Very sensitive topic, but a topic that's very important to speak about. The reason today, for some of you might know already, that yesterday, this week, has begun the time in the year that's referred to as the time of Shoivavim. Shoivavim is the time of the year as the Parshas, as the Rashi Tevos tell us, Shemos Ve'era Bo B'Shalach Yisro Mishpatim. Those six Parshas, Shemos Ve'era Bo B'Shalach Yisro Mishpatim, are the weeks of Shoivavim, which loosely translated means to return. It's a big Zman of Tshuva. These Parshas, this time period, is a big time of Tshuva. Why these Parshas? On a simple level, they're the Parshas that take us from Golus to Gula. Shemos begins the Golus, and until we go through Golus, Shemos, Ve'era, Bo, and B'Shalach, leave Golus. The Parshas of Golus to Geula, which is the Tshuva process, taking us from a time period when we're very low, to build ourselves out, to grow, to be closer, Mivzavik, to the Ribono Shel Olam, through our Tshuva. But specifically, it's brought down in many, many Svarim, I'm sure all of you have seen this before. It's a time period to specifically work on tshuva in the area of Pegam HaBris, in the area of Shmir Seinayim, in the area of Shichla Zerel Vatola, in the area of Taiva. And some of you might think, come on, Rebbe, I'm past this already. That was for the high school years. First of all, Hameven Yavin, it's a lifelong challenge, a lifelong milchama. You have no idea how many people come to me to discuss this inyan. All ages, from young teens through married adults with children. And even if you perhaps, Baruch Hashem, have hit a point where you're strong and it's not as much a nisayon, we have to ask ourselves, have we done enough tshuva for the times when we were nichshal, the times when we fell? And not only that, like in any war, any good army is not just preparing at the moment of war, but it's always preempting the attack. If an army waited until there was actual war to create their missiles and create their weapons and create and train, they're gone. They're over before it has begun. It's so important at the moments when we're strong to be preparing so that we'll be zoicha to be matzliach when we have to go to war. So we have to prepare always in this area that's of the most difficult areas. The Gemara Nida, Dav Yud Gimel Min Aleph, tells us, Da'amar B'Yoychanan, Kol HaMaitzi Shech Lazerel La'atol HaChayiv Misa. If you're Moitzi Shech Lazerel V'Atala, you're Chayiv Misa. Goes on to explain, it's because Ki'ilu Shoifech Dam. It's as if you're a murderer. Shech Lazerel V'Atala, as if you're a murderer. Chayiv Misa. Just reading your Gemara. It's Gemara Nida, your Gimel Alv, not Sifrei Kabbalah, not Sifrei Chassidus, just the Gemara Nida. We understand on a simple level why we're like a murderer. Obviously, all the zero within us has potential to create. But obviously, we look at this as a very serious issue. And it's a very serious area that we can't allow ourselves not to examine and not to focus on specifically during these days. Why is it so intense? Why is it different than other areas? First of all, it is a lifelong battle. First of all, it is something we all grapple with on some level. But additionally, in most areas of life, as we become B'nai Torah, we become Avdei Hashem, as we strengthen our willpower and desire to come close to Hashem, most other areas, it's very rare that we look into our day and we say, there's an area of Isser that I'm grappling with. As you hit a certain point in your Avodah Hashem, and you care about Torah mitzvahs, it's no longer a challenge whether I'm going to eat kosher or not eat kosher, whether I'm going to keep Shabbos and not keep Shabbos. They're not in Yonei Taiva. In Yonei Taiva, Shechuzer Vatolosh, Mirzei Naim, are areas of Isurim that are always there, unfortunately. They're always there that we need to battle against. Additionally, as we know, some of us, then when we're nichshal in them, it creates tremendous atzvos, tremendous sadness. It creates a sense of tumah. We don't feel good about ourselves, and therefore has a tremendous effect and on all other areas of Avodas Hashem. We feel like a hypocrite. We feel like we're living a life of astira. We don't necessarily daven as well. We don't learn as well. Some consciously, some unconsciously. We don't feel good about ourselves. We know we're explicitly going against Hashem. If I don't learn as much as I should be learning, it's Bittul Torah. But at least I'm learning and I'm trying. Here, it's explicit. I'm going Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel like garbage. And it's a tremendous... It destroys my yisod, my foundation of Avodas Hashem. The Beis Avram says on the Pasuk in Truma by the Aron, the Pasuk in Perek Chafei, Pasuk Tezvav, talking about the Badim of the Aron, the poles that hold up the Aron. Habadim lo yasuru mimenu. Those Badim, those poles, should never be removed from the Aron. If you take the Rashi Tevos of Habadim lo yasuru mimenu, and you look at it backwards, is Mem Yud Lamed Hei, is Mila. Meaning what? The Badim represents the foundation of Torah, that which upholds the Torah. Our Mila, which represents obviously Shmiras HaBris, and that we're in control of ourselves, an area of Taiva. So that's the foundation of all other Torah. That's the foundation of our life as an Eved Hashem. You have no idea how many people come to me, B'nai Torah older than you, whose lives are crumbling in front of them in their ruchnias, crumbling even in their gashmias, marriages being ruined, lo aleinu, marriages being ruined. Sometimes young women, unfortunately, calling me, they found their husbands looking at things, whatever it might be. People that you look at, dressed very frum, going to shul, but they're crumbling, destruction from this area. Their physical lives are being destroyed, and vada, their spiritual lives are being destroyed. Suddenly it's all one big lie. They're not learning like they should be. They're not davening like they should be. Because the badim lo yasuru mimenu, the foundation has been removed. There's a reason why the very first area that connects us to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Bris Mila, the covenant with the Ribbono Shel Olam, specifically in that area. That's the foundation. That's really the first mitzvah of every Jew in a certain sense. I mean, the first mitzvah in the Torah is Pru Revu, to have children. But that was on your parents. That's not on you. When you come into the world, what's the first mitzvah that you partake in? Obviously, not necessarily by your choice. You don't know what's going on. But is Bris Mila, that's the foundation. The Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to tell us something. So this is an area that's so important, so intense. And yes, it's a sensitive topic. Yes, it's a very sensitive topic, and that's why there are many who don't feel comfortable speaking about it and talking about it and are in denial and rather put it by the wayside when there are yidden upon yidden that lives are being ruined because of it. Some in a physical way, some in a spiritual way. And this is the time of the year that we have to be discussing this, that we have to be talking about this. The Zohar tells us tshuva doesn't even work on this. So it's scary. The Zohar tells us tshuva doesn't work. So maybe forget it. Why are we talking about this? Throw it off. It's not worth it if tshuva doesn't work. So all the Sfarim explain. It doesn't mean tshuva doesn't work. It means the regular procedure of tshuva doesn't work. It means the regular steps of tshuva doesn't work. You need tremendous, tremendous mesiras nefesh. Tremendous sacrifice. Tremendous hard work. It doesn't mean it's easy. You have to work for it. But realize how worth it is. Realize how worth it is spiritually. Realize how worth it is for your entire life. It takes Mesiras Nefesh. I'm telling you, I can't say, I don't want it. The stories, literally daily. I don't mean this, not over-exaggerating. Daily people coming, both individuals, Yidden, that are of high school age, but many post-high school age, and many married, literally with stories of their lives being destroyed and ruined from this area of Shmir Sabris, of Shmir Senayim, of Shechazel Vatala. And this is a time in the year we have to be focusing on this, and we can't be afraid to open up our eyes and hit it straight on just because it's a sensitive topic. Why, by the way, now? Why is this the time of the year? Why these weeks, Shemot, Tver, Bo B'Shal, Chisam, Rishpatim? So some would say, we know one of the things that we're supposed to be doing that's brought down in Tvarim, I'm not saying it's for everybody here, but we'll understand it, I'm going to explain it, is to fast. To take upon yourself as a tainus. And there are those Yidden, many Yidden throughout the world, who fast every single Monday and Thursday during these days. Every Monday and Thursday for these 6 weeks. For Shoivim. Specifically, Mitakein, Pagama Bris, and Shechazer Otel, and Shemir Senayim, and Inyanei Taiva. Now, by the way, you think that sounds a little extreme. Sounds a little extreme, but it makes a lot of sense. First of all, we just pointed out, if the Zohar brings down, the regular tshuva doesn't work. You need Mesir Snefesh. You need to go above and beyond. We need to be a little bit extreme to be able to show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam I really care. But secondly, it's the exact exercise that we need. What do we need to build within ourselves? What do we need to exercise to be able to have the strength to be Matzliach? Self-control. We need to build a sense of self-control within ourselves. There's no greater exercise in self-control than fasting. Something that's completely mutter and I should be able to do, and something that's normal to do, and it's not a luxury even. And vadit to taiva to eat. I want to eat. Any normal person wants to eat. And I'm going to go and I'm going to have the self-control twice a week for 6 weeks to fast. It's tremendous. But you understand how it makes sense, how it's going to, that should be the tshuva, and that should build, we're exercising those muscles. Because I'm building a self-control. I'm building a self-control. So that's why it makes sense. I would never suggest, I don't know, everybody on their own level, whether that's shaykh or not shaykh, but maybe even one of the 12. You ever try? I don't know. Meaning, Baruch Hashem, I'm sure all you guys, we just had a tainus last week. We're able to get through and we see we're able to do it. How many have tried to fast, to be metakein, to work on yourself, to build self-control, to be less involved in gashmias, that you've taken upon on yourself? Not necessarily that was a chiyuv. Again, I'm not suggesting you should take upon every tainus of these 12 tanesim. You're not ready for it, not for you. There are other areas, and we'll get to that, to work on way prior to that. But maybe one of them, just to show, to build a self-control, maybe. So maybe some would suggest this is the time of the year, because it's if we're going to take on tanesim, it's the easiest time to fast, right? It wasn't so difficult last week, Asar B'Teves. Before we turned around, if you wanted to wake up, you woke up. Some of us, not me personally, I don't wake up so early, but I know many wake up anyways by the time you're allowed to eat. And by the time you turn around, if you woke up to eat, at the Chveis, it's 5:30 or whatever time, if you have to wait a half hour, but whatever it might be. And then by the time you turn around, it was 5:20, it's already, you could eat already. It's not such a long day. But I think there's much deeper reasons. See, as we said before, these are the parashios that take us from Galus to Geula. But it's more specific, it's very interesting, as we all know. When does the Galus begin? When does Galus begin? You open up this week's parasha, Vayamas Yosef. When specifically, the Chol Echav, but specifically points out Vayamas Yosef. Yosef dies. When Yosef dies. And that's what, and the pasuk specifically says in Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches, Vayakom Melech Chadash Asher Al Mitzrayim Asher Lo Yodas Yosef, that the Golus began because he no longer knew Yosef. Yosef's koyach was not here anymore. Who's Yosef? We all know Yosef is the koyach keneged taiva. Yosef is the one that stood strong. He had that taiva. He had the taiva in front of his face. Maybe we could suggest. There's no question that our generation has stronger taivas than any taiva throughout history in these areas. There's no question. There's no question. There's no question. No previous generation had, where many individuals have in their pockets of their pants 24/7 potential to give in to Shmir Senayim, to Shmir Sabris, in Mamish. Any moment of their life, and even if you don't have it in your phone, it's so accessible like never before. Scary. Scary dar. Although my deepest tefillahs are, that's why our dar could be the dar that could bring Mashiach. That's why our dar, because we have this accessibility towards taiva and towards tumah, if we're matzliach, it's looked at by the Ribbono Shel Olam like no dar that ever lived either. Something very, very special. What we can do, how we can be mitar ourselves. But who had that on some level similar to us? Who had such accessibility? Who had such... Nobody else was around. There was no one looking, throwing herself at Yosef HaTzadik, Eishes Potifar. And that he was strong, and he had the gvura, and he had the ability to say no, to not give in. Gives us that ability. Gives us that ability. But when Vayamas Yosef, that meant that was a siman, the role of Klai Yisrael was falling in this area of Bistama. Vayakam El Chadish Ben Avidah Shalom Yodas Yosef. So the Gaul's Mitzrayim seemingly is connected to the lack of being Mekusher to Yosef HaTzadik, to this Midah. Then we fall into Gaul. Then we fall into the lowest of low. And then the Geula ends by Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, we know, Medrash points out, Hayom Rav Ayanus. Hayom Rav Ayanus. That the sea saw and it split. What did it see? What did Hayom Rav Ayanus? What does Chazal teach us? Orona Shol Yosef. It saw the coffin of Yosef. I mean, the koyach of Yosef was back with us. Then we were zoichet to Geula. Meaning Geula came when we had the same koyach, the koyach of Yosef. But it takes tremendous Mesir Snefesh. It's not easy. Nobody said it's easy. But you could do it. We have it within. We have to believe in ourselves that we can do it. We have Yosef HaTzadik within us. So it's a lot of Mesir Snefesh. You know, the Geula is Yisiyat Mitzrayim. So by Yisiyat Mitzrayim, we know, so Kriyas Yamsuf specifically. So none of the Yidden wanted to go into the Yamsuf. Everyone was afraid. Who goes in? Who's the one who finally goes into the Yamsuf, who takes the hit for Klal Yisrael? Nachshon Ben Aminadav. Chaim Shalev is the Sichus Musar. He asks, he doesn't understand. Yidden prior and post Nachshon Ben Aminadav are always willing to give up their lives for Rabbi Yisrael. Avram Avinu threw himself in a fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Eibishter. And Yitzchak Avinu was ready to be shechted on top of and burnt to the carbon on top of Harabayas for the Rabbi Shalom. So we had prior and post Yid after Yid in the Holocaust giving up their life for the Rabbi Shalom. Shema Yisrael Shem Elkeinu Shem Echad. Nobody was willing to give up the life of the Rabbi Shalom. Chaim Shalevis tells us, he says it there so beautifully, that these Yidden knew this was a Zaman of Gula, they were going to live. It was, but going into the Yamsuf was going to be tough. It might be a struggle. It might be that I'm in the water for a little bit. It might be a difficult struggle until I'm Matzliach. He says it's easier to be Moshe Nefesh, give up your life to Hashem, than be Moshe Nefesh as you live for Hashem. It's more difficult to live a life of Mesiras Nefesh, to die out to Mesiras Nefesh. Listen to that. It's a very big line. It's not easy. Sometimes easier to give up my life for Hashem than to really be Moshe Nefesh in this world. But that's what we need. We see Mesir Snefesh. Say, thank you, Rabbi, but it's too hard. It's too difficult. It's too difficult because we're not putting enough Gedarim up. We have to put so many Gedarim. So many Gedarim on the internet, on our phones, on our computers, locks and filters and double and triple. Ain't be tribes l'arayas. We have to mamish. We have to put so many Gedarim up. A moment of clarity, put up the Gedarim so it's impossible to fall, that you can't. You have to put up a Gedarim. And not that you know the password. Someone else knows the password. You can't even get through these Gedarim. You have to do it in a way, don't be a fool. You put up a Gedarim, but you know how to get around the Gedarim. It's not a gadget, it's meaningless. They have to be real Gedarim. I tell them, they'll bring me their iPhone, and then I'll put exactly what sites they could go on. Chesnesh ESPN, their Gmail, and one or two other, whatever it might be, and lock that it can't go anywhere else. Zo. And I know the code. And then usually I forget the code, so I can't even change it. Zo. Gedarim upon Gedarim. It has to be a moment of clarity when you know what it is. When you know what it is, that's a tremendous Mesir Snefesh. And one area specifically Mesir Snefesh, the other Eitzah, besides for all the Gedarim, besides for realizing we have to push ourselves, is the Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah, all of the Sfarim bring down. That more important than any of the fasting is sitting and learning Torah, Kiner Mitzvah Torah Ar. We have to fill our hearts and our minds with Torah, so I'm not thinking about anything else. My mind is only thinking about Torah and Mitzvahs and Kedusha. I can't bring myself to think about anything else. The Gemara in Soita, Dav Gimel Ma'al, says, She'ein Adam Oiver Avera Lenkein Nichnas Baruch Shtos. Only I do an Avera, there's Ruach Shtos, there's something Shtos within me. I'm not thinking clearly. If I'm thinking Torah Mitzvahs, I have clarity. I'm not going to bring myself to that. It has to be with tremendous, tremendous focus on Torah. In fact, Shoivavim is gematria 360 is exactly gematria shas. Shoivim, we have to be omel b'shas. We have to have a melus b'toyra. We have to fill our minds during these times even more than ever. Even more than ever with Torah, so that I don't allow my mind to wander anywhere else. That's why I believe as well. The end of Shoivim is Shmos Ve'era Bob. I started off by saying that what? That this time period makes so much sense because it's a Zman from Golas to Geula, a Zman from Yosef to Yosef. But that only incorporates the parasha Shmos Ve'era Bob B'Shalach. Why is it Shoivavim? Why are Yisra Mishpatim part of the equation? Those are post-Gula, that's good, all's good then. The Teretz is the only way to have full Gula is with Yisro Mishpatim. Yisro Mishpatim are the parshas of Torah, of Karbalas of Torah, of the Torah itself, all the mitzvot of Mishpatim. Meaning what? The clarity needs to come through the Mesiris Nefesh of a Kriyas Yamsuf, but the Mesiris Nefesh specifically, Ba'amelus B'Torah. When I fill my mind with Torah, I have no time to think about anything else. I have to have the Mesiris Nefesh in the Gedarim, the Mesiris Nefesh in wanting to. I have to be just more cognizant of that, trying and caring to work on these areas. And specifically at the moments of clarity, so I don't allow myself to fall. Because we have to understand that these are the Badim Lo Yisurim Menu. These are the foundations. And even if I'm a Tzliach now, you have no idea. Lo Aleinu Chas V'Shalom, one's Nichshal. It opens up a Bendur's box of areas of Mamish Tumah Shebetumah. Came to me a very special Gematria. Ma tam lanu di yisiyat Mitzrayim. What's the whole reason for yisiyat Mitzrayim? Ma tam lanu di yisiyat Mitzrayim. The whole reason of that geula of these parashios is 1,140 exactly gematria mesiras nefesh. Meaning what? The only thing that comes out, we have to have mesiras nefesh, as Rav Chaim Shalev has pointed out. Mesiras nefesh, specifically in Torah, mesiras nefesh kineged in yoni taivan and yoni tuva tuma, and that chus will be zoicha. Maybe if that's what hayom rav yanus. The Rabbeinu Shalom saw Yoish V'Tzadik back in the equation. Yoish V'Tzadik who connected Taiva. Yoish V'Tzadik who had the accessibility we have. And that broke Ula, maybe with us as well. The Rabbeinu Shalom is waiting for his children to be Matzliach in this area specifically. When we're Matzliach, B'nyani Taiva, B'nyani Shmir Zanayim, the Zman of Shoivim, V'Zoicha the Geula Shlema, B'mheir V'Yameinah.